WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Croatian journalist Slavenka Dragalic is one of the leading voices telling the world about what has happened in Eastern Europe over the past few years, especially about what has happened in the former Yugoslavia. Her collection of essays, How We Survived Communism and Even Laughed, was published last year. Book critic John Leonard has a review of her new collection, The Balkan Express.
It's been 15 months since Slavenka Dragalic's first collection of essays. But it was also a whole war ago between Croatians and Serbians, before there was even a Slovenia, back when she still wondered what a newly liberated Eastern Europe might mean for women and other human beings. And because her latest batch of conversations with the reader only goes through May 1992, she doesn't know the worst yet. She can't really imagine Bosnia. She hasn't thought about rape as an agency of ethnic cleansing. She has only glimpsed the beginnings of the cowardice and cynicism of the Western democracies. Bloodthirsty history itself seems doped up on amphetamines. Nevertheless, telling us about her mother and her daughter, and a boy who learned to kill, and an actress who used to be a friend, and a refugee who insisted on buying high-heel shoes, about air raid warnings, border crossings, and atrocities, this time Dragalic isn't laughing. She reports from the war as if from a volcano, on the lava and the ash. As much as Muslims, all women are victims in the Balkans. And so is the self, personhood. Dragalic at first accuses herself of collaborating in the war, by denying that it could happen and that it was happening, by failing to imagine a different future and not working to make a gentler one, by continuing to drink cappuccino and to shop, by being impatient with and even disdainful of refugees in Zagreb, by succumbing to a numbness of the inner being. To her daughter, she tries to explain how come the war came to the most liberal and best of all possible communist countries, the only non-profit police state in Sovietized Europe where citizens actually retained a few freedoms. The answer, she says, is so simple that I'm almost ashamed of it. We traded our freedom for Italian shoes. We had a passport, the possibility to travel, and we had enough surplus money with no opportunity to invest in the economy, and no outlet but to exchange it on the black market for hard currency, and then go shopping. Yes, shopping, to the nearest cities in Austria or Italy. It seems to me now to have been a kind of contract with the regime. We realize you are here forever, we don't like you at all, but we'll compromise if you let us be, if you don't press too hard. We didn't build a political underground of people with liberal democratic values ready to take over the government. Not because it was impossible, but on the contrary, because the repression was not hard enough to produce the need for it. This, I submit, is more intelligent than anything we've heard on television from the pancaked media heavies in their beltway blister packs or seen in the newspapers from the canned opinionizers of the think tanks. But Dragalic knows perfectly well that war is more than a punishment for shopping. She also knows it isn't some sort of natural calamity come down inevitably on us, like a flood or plague, or our destiny, as so many of her fellow Croatians seem to feel. War, as she reports from various fronts, is rape, and gouged out eyes, and buckets of testicles, dead silence, empty cities, and the sky itself an enemy. Whiteness, absence, weariness, resignation, and revulsion. All borders and no home. The war, she says, is grinning at you from your own face. I believe her. You will too.
John Leonard is media critic for CBS Sunday Morning. He reviewed The Balkan Express by Slavenka Dragalic, spelled D-R-A-K-U-L-I-C.